Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Two Hot Takes. I'm your host Morgan, and today I'm joined by the amazing Olivia O'Brien.
The amazing.
Like
a circus act.
No, you're just like such a good performer.
Thank you.
And I was so fucking bummed. I went to Coachella this year, and my ass, you were Saturday.
I was Sunday.
Yeah.
Even worse.
I was so fucking hungover, and I like had it on my schedule. I'm like, we're going to go, Justin, because my boyfriend's in music, and he like wanted to see everyone and anyone. And so I'm like, no. I was like, I don't care about that person. I was like, we need to be there for Olivia. Because I want to see Jocelyn. And my hungover self, you know, Neon Carnival the night before was not the best idea.
Yeah. Sunday is always a really rough day for everyone. Like all my friends, I thought my friends weren't going to make it. And they've pulled some shit on me like that before where they like don't show up. Like weekend two, they were all at the festival and none of them came to my set. Weekend one, they all came. But I didn't think they were
shits.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. But they, weekend one, they were all like, oh my God, I'm on the floor throwing up. Like I can't, like my hairstylist also did my friend Stoss, and she was like banging on Stoss's door. Like she was like, don't worry, Olivia, I'm going to get her to come. She was like, Stoss, we need to do glam right now. We're going to miss the set. They like did it really fast and they all made it and they were there. It was fine. But I was so worried for them because they were all so hungover. They'd been partying for like 3 days. They'd been in Palm Springs I don't know what exact Rancho Mirage
like,
or something.
Yeah, it all blends in over
there. Yeah, but they had been in the desert for like 2 days before Coachella even started so they were like fucked.
It is a bender. Yeah. It's a tough gig over there, but you're an amazing performer. Some of your songs are just, they're incredible. And I feel like your Coachella performance went so viral with Logan like holding up the sign.
Yeah, that was funny.
a little revenge for you?
No, it's not revenge. We're like really, really close friends. Like we talk all the time. So it was just kind of like a fun thing. And like I had just broken up with my boyfriend like a week before that. Because otherwise, like my ex-boyfriend was really like jealous of my like friendship with Logan and would get super weird about like me ever talking to him. So I wouldn't have like invited him out to do that if I was still with my ex. So I was like, fuck it. Like this is an idea that I had. And like, I think it would be cool. And like Logan's always wanted to be on a Coachella stage. He went through a phase when he wanted to be a singer.
Oh my God.
And he realized it probably isn't going to happen.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So he got to kind of live out his little fantasy and being on a Coachella stage. And then I got to like make a little fun joke and have a little moment. So it was good. I think it was really fun for both of us.
Yeah, no, it looked so funny. It looked like a good time. I can't even imagine like the anxiety I get before having guests come on the podcast. I'm like, I don't know how the fuck you do it. I was like, you're magical.
You just had to take a couple shots before.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
That's why I offered you tequila. Secret. I'm like, sure you don't want that tequila?
I needed some tequila before walking down the street to get here because I was literally, that was my most anxious part because I was walking by like, there was like, there's like construction outside.
Yeah.
And the street where I parked, there was two like LADWP workers like right next to where I parked.
Oh, God.
And I got out of the car and I was like, I'm wearing like a mini skirt and I had to keep walking and like, as you walk, like you have to keep pulling it down. And I just looked I was like, fuck, I look so slutty right now. God.
I could have buzzed you in the garage too.
I was like, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to like make it.
No,
like, I'll just park my car and like walk. And I was like,
no,
it's really hot outside. I decided to wear a mini skirt. It was really stupid. Whatever.
But you look good.
Thank you.
So I watched a couple things of yours, like other interviews you've gone on. One of my favorites was you did a What's in the Bag or something.
Oh my God.
For Refinery.
Yeah.
I was fucking dying. I literally was like, this is my person. Like I literally was like, fake ID got taken. Yep, check. You like strip clubs? Love it.
I love strip clubs. My friend AJ, like, he is my guy friend that always takes us to the strip club and like gives us ones. And he always, every time after we go to the strip club, he calls me the next day and he's like, you can come to the strip club with me anywhere we go, anytime, any city.
That.
You are always invited. Please come with me. I just have so much fun there. I don't know why. I'm just in my element.
I fucking love them. And we've had some strip club stories on the podcast that have like created a lot of controversy because everyone views strip clubs so differently, but I'm like, I fucking love them.
I love strip clubs. Have you been to 11 in Miami?
No. Oh, I haven't been to Miami.
It's the best one.
I need to go.
Well, actually, no, Magic City is the best one. I went to Magic City and I was literally like in Atlanta and it's like, I had no words and I was standing there and I remember this guy, I think it was a guy, came up to me and like tapped on my shoulder and was like, it's your first time, isn't it? I was like, uh-huh. And they're like, welcome to Magic City. And it was like a movie. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And the strippers were like up at the, like by the ceiling, like doing like crazy shit. Like it was like two of them together. It was insane.
Oh, okay, yeah,
I was just
go.
Like, I ended up buying a hat. So I have that. I have an 11 hat and a Magic City hat.
I should start doing that. I went to one in Austin recently. Yeah. So love the strip club moments. And then your beans, like you had beans in your purse.
Yeah, that
you
was just like, most of the stuff was just like, how can I be stupid?
So weird?
Yeah, I just want to put stupid stuff. Cause like what I normally have in my purse is really boring. It's like old gum wrappers and like
trash.
Yeah, and like a weed pen, maybe like four.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel
that. My wallet.
My phone, wallet, maybe a snake venom lip gloss, and that's about it. Earplugs. Because I hate
when I have my big bag, I got a lot more stuff in here.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Hair ties.
Oh, you're good.
Old airline tickets. Let's see. Where is this? Puerto Vallarta.
Oh,
baggage claim.
A traveler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not as fun as what's in my bag video. But.
Honestly, though, like the vibe I got, I was like, you seem like you're just like so chill, yet up for anything, fun. And despite being 22, like, I feel like you've got so much experience under your belt already.
Yeah, I mean, I moved here when I was 16, so, like, I pretty much had to grow up.
Yeah.
Really fast.
Really fast.
I started coming down, I think the first time I came to LA to record I Hate You, I Love You, I was, like, 15 and a half or something, like, almost 16. Or maybe I was newly 16, I'm not sure. The song came out when I was 16, and then I was in LA with my dad for a little bit, and then I think when I was, like, 16 and a half, I moved in. Well, 16 and a half, like what? Whatever. Also, when I was still 16, I moved in with my friends. And then since then, I've lived on my own. So, like, I just had to be an adult. Although my dad does still help me with a lot of things. But yeah, I was like shaking my ass in Bootsy Bellows at like 16. So
I just
grow up pretty fast.
You do. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of shit. I can tell you that.
Well, you're going to be well equipped to give your takes on these stories then.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm really nervous.
No. They're easy and we're starting off light.
Okay.
Okay. Let's dive in. So up first, today I fucked up by thinking it was normal to shower with socks on. Happened a month ago. Growing up, we never really went on vacation or stayed anywhere overnight other than in our own home, aside from the occasional camping trip. And I was always taught from a young age that when I took a shower, I had to put on my shower socks, which were basically those grippy socks that the hospital gave you. We had hooks on the wall to hang the socks on so that they could dry off after showering. Well, when I moved into my college dorm for the first time last month and went to take a shower, I asked my roommate where the sock hooks were. He looked at me confused, so I explained the hooks for putting your shower socks on so they can dry off. He didn't believe me for some reason, so I showed him my shower socks and he nearly died laughing. Apparently, for the past 20 years of my life, it was not normal to wear socks in the shower.
How can you be that, like, if you never had a sleepover, like, you've never done anything, like, you just don't, yeah, have you never watched a show where people shower and you see that they're not wearing socks and they don't hang their shower socks up afterwards? Like, you have to be, like, really out of touch with
reality.
Life to think that, to go 20 years with
well,
that.
Well, have you heard about the poop knife?
I saw it right there. I was like, what's that?
You're like, what the fuck is this girl doing? So there's an, like, famous story on Reddit about a poop knife. And this guy was like, today I fucked up by learning not every family has a poop knife.
Oh, actually, I did see that. Yeah.
Went like 29 years, literally thinking it's normal to just like cut your big poops. And so now it's a product that I got as like a gag gift. Great. I should probably hide that when people come over.
I was
over.
Like, what's that? That's cool. Yeah. So it looks like something I'd have in my bag.
Like, sorry, wait. I gotta go.
Yeah, you should this have girl's had really it. Weird.
You should have had it in your bag. But yeah, he does have some edits and goes, oh no, so what have I done? Answering some questions. To wash my feet, I always just took the shower handle thing and blasted my feet with the water. I have not confronted my parents about this yet. Also, no, I haven't noticed people taking showers in movies not wearing socks. I can't remember any scenes from any movie I've seen where someone was in a shower. I don't watch a lot of movies or shows, though, to be honest.
Just, yeah, it just seems pretty out of touch to me.
Yeah.
But, like, they say in public or shared bathrooms that you should wear, like, flip-flops because you can get, like, warts on your feet. So maybe, maybe he's, like, kind of doing it right.
On
maybe
something
we should all be wearing shower socks.
Well, like, I wore Crocs in college. And I'm like, I'm trying to...
makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like, wet holes. Socks? Like, who wants to have their feet in wet socks?
No.
That sounds horrible. That's the first thing... That's the last thing that I want. Other than, like, wet underwear, that's, like, the last thing that I want to be wet.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Clothing-wise.
Clothing. Just let's just clarify that real fast. Clothing.
Last thing I'd want to be... Yeah.
Where's your mind at today? The gutter. I love it. Yeah, no, this kid, he grew up under a fucking rock. So well, at least he found out now.
Yeah.
There's hope for him.
At least he was 20 and not 29, like the poop guy.
The poop guy, yeah. Oh, but he started a worldwide phenomenon.
Bringing people together.
Yeah, hopefully he got the patent on that thing. Make some money. I'm going to look like a raccoon after this from like laughing so hard. Okay, up next. Am I the asshole for refusing to participate in my boyfriend's family's bizarre orange tradition? My boyfriend and I have been together for a while now, but I hadn't met his family until a week ago when they invited us to stay at their house. I was very excited to meet his parents for the first time, and they were super sweet when I got there. Both of them are lovely people, and we got along really well. They gave us free rein to do whatever, but the one thing they insisted on was that we join them for their tradition of eating oranges as a family on Saturday morning. They grow their own oranges and have been doing this since my boyfriend was a kid, so he was especially thrilled to share the tradition with me as a rite of passage. So the morning came, and his mom brought in some fresh oranges from the garden. We sat at the table, and I was getting ready to peel my orange when I saw my boyfriend's mom bite into her orange like it was an apple, with the peel still on. I was so stunned when I saw my boyfriend and his dad do the same thing with their oranges, as if it were totally normal. I guess they noticed my shock because they asked me why I wasn't eating. So I started to peel my orange, but then his mom told me to stop, that I was eating it wrong, and had to bite into it with the skin to get the full experience. I politely told her that I like to peel my oranges, and I'm sure they taste just as great either way, but she kept insisting that I had to bite into the orange for tradition. After saying multiple times that I'd rather peel it and the family, including my boyfriend, pushing back, I put the orange back on the table and said, though I appreciate the gesture, I personally feel uncomfortable eating oranges that way, and I'd rather not participate. Things were a little tense after that, and we left the next day. When we got home, my boyfriend chewed me out for being rude and embarrassing him and his family. He said I should have just eaten the orange the right way, since his parents were gracious to let me stay with them. I can see his point, and I apologize for causing any hurt. I really do like his family, and they are great people, but I do stand by my decision to opt out of the orange tradition. He feels I could have compromised, and I feel I should be able to eat things how I want. It's a silly squabble in the grand scheme of things, but my boyfriend and I are really at odds about who's in the wrong and would love an outsider's opinion. Am I the asshole?
At first I was like, oh, that's so cute. Like, they eat oranges on Saturdays. Like, oh, they bite into the skin. Because the skin of, like, it's, like, kind of nasty. Like, if there's too much, like, if I peel an orange, there's too much, like, white stuff on it. It's, like, bitter. It's, like, not good.
I always take that shit off.
I've never eaten the, like, actual outside of it.
I'm curious
now.
Do you
think the family thinks that it's, like, that's the way that you eat oranges, and they all think that? And yeah. Like, has she never eaten an orange with her boyfriend before? And, like,
that's a good question. Like, how does he do it regularly?
Yeah, like, he's, like, telling her to eat it the right way. But, like, is it just, like, something they do as, like, a funny tradition? Like, oh, we eat them this way for the tradition? Or, like, do they always eat all oranges like that? And they think that that's normal?
I feel like based
that's
on
the question.
The way they were, like, saying it and how she wrote it, I feel like that's their normal way. I feel like...
That's really fucking weird. I don't know why they would think that. It literally has a peel on it. Like, you're supposed to peel it. It's like eating a fucking banana. Like, the peel.
I'm so confused. So there are some edits. Some people have been asking what kind of oranges, whether they're actually oranges. All I can say is that I was told they were oranges and they looked like typical oranges with thick skin. And then here's a photo of the tree in their backyard from a few years back. So like...
Yeah, those are definitely oranges. They're not even the kind of oranges with the thinner...
No.
They're like thick, like,
they're,
yeah.
They're big.
I was
going to
say, it's like a kumquat. You like eat the fucking skin of those.
Yeah.
But those are also like kind of nasty.
I tried
really
one
sour.
For the first
time. My mouth
time.
Just started like watering thinking about it. Cause I was in Vegas one time. And you know how like we went to like our friends... Whenever I go to Vegas, I go to Vegas for like 24 hours. So I never stay, or not even 24 hours. I go and then I just like party and then I leave.
That's
I don't
so smart.
Stay there. So we were at our friend's like villa thing and they had like, you know, those like crazy hotels. They have like a big bowl of like weird fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And there was kumquats in there and I tried to eat it. And I was like, this is so disgusting. And I kept trying to get everyone to eat them and no one would eat them. So even little tiny oranges that are supposed to, you're supposed to eat the skin of are gross.
No,
so.
They're so sour.
So what's the point of this?
I'm a texture person too. Like if a banana is too hard, I can't eat it.
It's because almost like feels like powdery in your mouth. Like it's almost, it leaves like a residue.
Chalky.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's the word. And so we went to like an open house recently and like our realtor, there was a kumquat bush at the house we went and looked at. And our realtor was like, have you tried one before? And I'm like, no. And she literally went and picked him off the tree. And made me eat it.
Mm-mm.
I'm like...
I'm not a fan.
I didn't even get to wash it. I was like, oh my God. I just got peer pressured by my realtor. But I love her, so it's okay. But just, it was so weird. But
I can like I can taste it in my mouth right now. It's really gross. Yeah, so don't... I think she's in the right. I think that's weird that they would make her try to fucking eat. Like, that's...
Yeah.
They should use Google. Like, how to properly eat an orange...
It's
Wiki
so
how to eat an orange. There has to be
it
tutorial.
Almost, like, I don't know. It's not, it's weird saying it's like a fetish, but it almost feels like a fetish where they like enjoy watching someone get out of their comfort zone and eat this orange in such a weird way.
But that would imply that they know that it's weird and they're like,
yeah,
they're like trying to be weird to her.
Okay.
Which also could be a thing, but then that is that worse or better? I don't know.
I feel like it's, I think it's better if they actually think that's how they eat it.
But then it's like they're dumb.
Also true. So she has like a shit ton of edits here. No, they don't just bite into it once to make it easier to peel. They don't peel the oranges at all. They eat the whole thing. Fruit, skin, and pith. Like
and
one.
What?
The pith?
What's the pith?
I don't know.
The fuck is a pith?
Is it the
one? It sounds like you're Mike Tyson saying piss.
Pith. The pith of oranges and other... Ew, okay. It's the stringy, spongy white stuff.
The stuff, okay.
Which, yeah. Like, even if I eat cuties, I...
Peel that off.
I peel that off. I just, like, I'm
not
so...
Not into the pith.
I hate the pith.
Not a pith girl.
Not about it. So, like, one would eat an apple. Yes, it is messy. Yes, the skin is thick. The tradition involves eating the entire orange like that, not just a bite. I do recognize that I could have surrendered to a bite just to keep the peace. However, this is the first time I've seen my boyfriend eat an orange. He never ate them with me, as he would say that nothing compares to his parents' oranges. He has seen...
Okay, this is weird and culty. Nothing. I'll never eat an orange. It's not from my mom's tree.
This is giving cult vibes. He has seen me, our friends, and other people on TV eat oranges peeled. I assume the same goes for his parents. My boyfriend has never commented before on the common peeling technique. His parents do this every Sunday. I'm not sure how they eat their oranges on other days, but I imagine it's the same. The whole family is expected to participate every Saturday when at the parents' house, but I don't have to do it in my own home.
I hope not. Do they have cameras? Yeah, this is getting really culty and weird. It's definitely some weird fetish thing.
I'm getting that because how many times, again, it's kind of like the socks thing where I'm like, I can't think about a time where I've seen someone like specifically eat an orange on a show. I feel like a lot of people also cut up their oranges so then they can hold the peel and then just like bite it off. But
I've definitely never seen anyone fucking bite into an orange peel though. So
no. Also, it just would be, it would be really hard. Ugh. So strange. There was an update, but unfortunately, it looks like the moderators of Am I the Asshole decided to be assholes themselves.
And delete it.
And delete it. So we don't know whatever happened. But the top comment on this one, I like how you were just calmly answering this like this isn't some crazy cartoon bullshit. Nobody eats orange peels and all. I mean, fuck. They peel into individual sections that are damn near bite-sized. I literally cannot imagine why you would do this in the first place. Have you considered the possibility that they are just fucking with you? But for real, not the asshole. And they reply, I kind of thought they were fucking with me at first and was really surprised when they kept insisting. They seemed dead serious. So I think you're...
I think if someone was fucking with me, I'd be like, haha, like, whatever, we'd move on. And if they were serious, I'd be like, you guys are fucking weird and I cannot date this person anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes me, like, really picky, but if someone... That's a deal breaker.
I was going to say, would this be a deal breaker?
It's not just a red flag, that's a deal breaker. That's like you guys are fucking weird.
What's the weirdest...
The whole family's weird.
What's the weirdest thing, like, a family has made you... do?
Oh, I don't think anyone, I mean, I don't really date people that often, let alone meet their families.
Okay.
I met my ex's family. I actually really liked his family. That was like the one thing I was sad about for him was his family. His sister's birthday party in London.
They wanted
me to sing. There was like, anytime we would go out to dinner and his dad would be there, there would be when we were in Paris one time, his dad lives in Paris. And there was like a live singer, and he kept being like to the singer, he was like, she's a singer, she's gonna sing. And he'd always want me to sing whenever there was like anything. So he, his sister at first, my ex's sister was like, Olivia, you have to sing a song. And then her, like, she has like 4 or 5 sons. And like one of them came up to me, he's like 13. He was like, are you gonna sing? And then the dad comes up to me and was like, Olivia, you're singing tonight. And I was like, okay, fine, I guess. And so then I got like wine drunk and then ended up singing at the end of the night to like, it was like, it was her like 40th birthday party. So, and it was like all these random people I didn't know that were all British or like mostly British or like from other places around Europe. Didn't know a single one. They were all like in their 40s or like older. And then there was like some kids. It was really awkward. But I did it. And afterwards I was like, I think that was like really embarrassing for me. I sang Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. So.
No, kudos to you. Honestly, kind of, I get it because you are really talented and it's like, oh, Olivia's saying it my birthday. Like I don't know. It's really exciting for them. But also I feel like it's so... Like, it's more embarrassing on their part.
It's just, no, it's just, it was just awkward because it's like, I'm, first of all, it's like, I'm not like a party singer. Like, I don't have like songs prepared that I can just like sing and like just go up and do. And then it's also just like, I don't, like, the smaller the audience, the more awkward it is. Like, imagine if I just was like singing for you two right now and was just like, okay, guys, I have a song for you. And just like started singing. Like, that would be weird because it's like everyone's like, the smaller the room, the closer the people are to you, like the weirder it is for you to just like sing.
I feel like, so I'm just like cringing on the inside for you. I just like, I can't even imagine.
And I was like, this is for you, Clarissa.
I think that might be weirder than the oranges.
I don't know about that. But yeah, it was pretty weird.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So never singing again. Oh my God, look at how much I'm shaking after doing Pilates once.
Dude, the arm things.
Just Pilates once.
There's something weird about Carrie's machines too. They're like stronger machines than normal.
Yeah, I kept having to ask her to like change the springs because I was like, I'm not, girl, it's been 2 months. Please let me
help.
Let me go.
I know. They're fucking nuts though. They're always like 2 red springs, 1 yellow. And I'm like, I'm going to do 1 fucking yellow.
I always do whatever the easiest one is.
Yeah, same.
Unless when I'm going religiously, then I get good at it and then I'm like scary. But
I feel that.
Otherwise, no.
No. Okay. Another weirdo. And then I think the rest are dramatic.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for throwing away my boyfriend's potentially illegal yogurt collection?
Well, I love yogurt. It's like a fact about my about me that you can ask any of my friends yogurt and like girl. Random like guys that I like. For some reason, they all know me as like the person that like really likes yogurt. Like my friend Stassen's in our group chat the other day. Like she was eating a parfait and she was like, "I feel like Olivia." So this is my specialty.
Oh my god!
And like yes. This one guy I'm talking to, every time he sees a certain type of yogurt, he always sends me a photo. And this other guy I was talking to, or no, and Logan once was on a podcast. We were in Iceland and they were talking about yogurt because in Iceland they have what's it called? Icelandic skyr, skyr. It's like a type of yogurt, and it's really good. And I was eating it, and he did a podcast with the guy who plays the mountain on Game of Thrones. I forget his name. And yeah. He was talking about it, and Logan was like, "Actually, there's a girl on this trip, and she really loves yogurt." So I was like, "It's just become this thing. Like everyone knows that I love yogurt for some reason. I do. I love yogurt, but like, why is that the fact that everyone talks about?
It's a part of your brand now.
Yeah.
So it's who you are.
So let's continue with the yogurt. That's perfect.
Oh my god. I, 29 female, my boyfriend is a 30-year-old male. We've been living together for 2 years in a little studio in a very expensive big US city. My boyfriend grew up rurally with lots of space, enough to collect all kinds of things. He collected action figures and video games and all the normal kid stuff when he was young. But as he grew older, he became interested in more unusual things. As a teen, he had 8 guinea pigs of different types from different breeders. Since Tide Pods were released 7 years ago, he's saved every one of every kind of Tide Pod. He's got a big box of international variety of electric insulators, those little ceramic hats that power lines wrap around on power poles. He's not a hoarder. He's usually neat, just used to having lots of space for his bizarro collections at his parents' ranch. He has 2 big rooms full of containers of weird and impressive things. He recently has become interested in yogurt. He's always hated Same. Dairy products until a year ago. He now just started drinking milk and sharing ice cream with me, but he's found a love for yogurts. So he now collects them, of course. The problem is that they're perishable. So until earlier today, our little 550 square foot apartment contained about 2,100 cups of yogurt. It comes in tons of varieties, different flavors, different types, textures, containers, made by different companies in different countries. This is like crack to my boyfriend. So he tried to pretty much save a sample of everything he could find. He filled our fridge, bought a new fridge, and then another tiny bedside fridge. He said he didn't want to walk to the fridge at night, but it was obviously a ruse to get more yogurt space. These fridges all filled up with his yogurts, and if you keep them for long, they smell bad. Sometimes the packaging breaks. So our apartment was smelling like rotten milk for the last 2 weeks. And my boyfriend's attitude was, "Oh, it's fine. Just deal with it for a little while longer." Until I pulled the plug and threw it all out this morning. I was looking at my groceries, which I had to put beside the fridge because there was no space, and everything smelled like death. And then I kind of snapped and just threw it all away. My boyfriend is understandably upset. We've been arguing about whether I crossed a line by throwing away his stuff. And he's especially upset because he, of course, had rare yogurts that were hard to find. In particular, he had some Cuban and Iranian yogurts that you can't get in the US. But I know that we have trade sanctions against Iran and Cuba, so I don't know if it was even legal for him to have those. I asked where he got his Iranian yogurt, but he kept insisting. The Iranian yogurt is not the issue here. And the real issue is me throwing out his precious yogurts without permission. Am I the asshole?
It was already weird when he was collecting, like, Tide Pods. People that collect, like, I understand, like, collecting a few cool things that mm-hmm. are, like, really interesting. But collecting things like that, like, you have something wrong in your brain. And like, don't get me wrong, I have lots of things wrong with my brain, but like, that's like,
same.
That's like, you should go get that checked out and maybe get some help for that. Cause that's, you can't just, also, why can't you just like clean out the containers and just save the containers?
That was my thought.
Like, I have like a weird root beer bottle collection cause I like root beer, and it's not like a collection. There's like maybe 15 of them on my windowsill in my kitchen.
Okay, that's
but
cool.
But they're all empty.
Yeah, but then did you get to try them all?
Yeah, we did. Me and my roommate, we did like a root beer. We have a shared note where we rated every root beer because we wanted to find the best root beer. And then we like kept the bottles. But like, I don't know, keeping like perishable food items in their full containers is like weird.
It's also so
like
strange.
Was he trying it and then like putting it, the thing back on the yogurt and then like leaving it? Because that's like even worse.
Well, that would explain why it smells so bad. Yeah. Because I've had like a yogurt or something like you forget in the back of your fridge. And if it's sealed, it doesn't really smell that bad slash at all because it's so sealed. But he must have been taste testing because otherwise, like, what's the point what's if the you're point? Not even going to try them? And then that would explain the smell.
I don't know. I just think he's a really weird guy and that that no one should be dating him.
He needs to work on himself. It is interesting. I'm surprised she doesn't mention like he has ADD and because like ADD, ADHD, it's kind of like a known thing where you like kind of hobby jump and collect like different hobbies. But he's like bouncing from different...
But when it's like affecting your life, like you, like there's something you can do. Like you can go like see someone about like how to fix that because you can't be in a relationship if you are prioritizing having like 2,000 things of yogurt in your house or like that smell bad and are like making someone upset. Like that's like not, you can't date someone that's doing that. Like that's just not, it's not gonna work.
It's fucking weird. Also their apartment's tiny, 550
square
feet.
And buying a new fridge for it too. Like that's like some, that's like just, it's just a little crazy.
What the fuck is their power bill every month? I can't even imagine. I do feel bad though that for something that he was so attached to, that she did just kind of toss.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could have at least been like, enough is enough. Or like, hey, let's pour them all out and let's keep your containers. Because if they are his passion, like they're easily probably like stackable inside one another. And that saves space.
Yeah. Oh, you really thought about that.
I know. I'm just like really diving in on this poor yogurt boy.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's what I would have suggested before throwing it away. But I would have probably suggested that like in the beginning. Like, because why are you saving the actual yogurt? If it's going to go bad.
Maybe he likes sniffing it later.
If it smells like rotten dead bodies.
Some people are into sniffing weird stuff.
Okay, that's another red flag.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't know how comfortable you are with poop, but there was one story recently where this guy was collecting jars of diarrhea.
His own or other people's?
Okay. His own.
That's nice.
Yeah. And they were like ordered on a shelf in like viscosity. Like thick, like clarity or whatever that word is, that fancy word. Disturbing. People are disturbing. That's the moral of the story.
This is why I never go on Reddit. I will tell you that.
Shoot, I was going to send you home with a Reddit pillow, too.
I never go on there. It scares me. Oh, my God. Actually, my roommate, Quinn, is the biggest Reddit person on the entire planet. Like,
she dragged her along.
Yeah, she's, like, obsessed with Reddit. Like, that's literally all she does. Is, like, I'll tell her about something, and she's like, well, Reddit said that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, great.
Okay, so, send me Quinn's number. We'll get her ass on here. Okay, moving along. This is a little more normal. I, 24 female, found out my fiance, 23 male, was in love with my best friend before we got together.
No.
Immediately, no. My fiance and I just got engaged last month. We've been together for 3 years, and honestly, it's been almost perfect. Last weekend, we were celebrating, and everyone was pretty drunk. One of my fiance's friends mentioned finding it amusing how he ended up with me despite liking my best friend originally. When I asked what he meant, they said my fiancé had a crush on my best friend before we got together. Apparently, he was, quote, completely in love with her. On top of that, I was told he originally became friends with me to get closer to my friend. I didn't find it funny, and I got really upset. The night kind of went to shit, and I ended up just leaving. My fiancé claims that they exaggerated, and it wasn't that bad. He said he had a small thing for her and became friends with me by coincidence. We had met at uni, and I honestly don't know for certain which is true. He claims that once we started to get close, he completely forgot his crush and just fell head over heels in love with me. I don't know what to feel. He's been an amazing partner, and I love him so much. I know he hasn't tried anything with her. She would have let me know immediately, but I just hate knowing this. I know I'm not as beautiful as her or anything, but I really thought I finally found someone who wanted me. But I'm just the backup because he didn't get the girl he wanted. It hurts so much, and I just feel so betrayed. He's tried to assure me he loves me and She means nothing romantically, but I just don't know. I can't stop hurting, and I don't know what to think or who to believe. What should I do about this?
This is just, like, one of those shitty things where you just, like, it's just something you just kind of never, even if you did, like, have a crush on, even if, like, I never believe men, but let's say we're believing him, even if he, like, really did, is in love with his fiance, and it was just, like, a fleeting thing, like, he was into the girl, and then he, like, realized he actually liked her.
Yeah.
Even if that's the case, like, you just, like, never tell them that, and they can never find out, because that's just going to ruin. Or you tell them in the very, very beginning so that the relationship doesn't, because, like, you don't want to get to a point where you think it's one thing and you're fucking engaged to that person.
Yeah.
And then the trust is broken, and then you're like, whoa, this is crazy. So, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know about that one.
It's tough because I also wonder, is there any coming back from this? Because it sounds like they're, like, still in that same friend group. And, like, one, his friends were absolute assholes for saying stuff, like, shit-faced, blackout drunk or not. Like, oh, yeah. Throw him under the bus like that. But it's almost like, no matter what he says, is she ever going to be able to get that out of her head?
Oh, yeah. Like, literally. I mean, that's, like, when I mean, he actually was cheating on me, so whatever. But when I first started, getting, like, any kind of, like, people would tell me, like, oh, like, your boyfriend's going out and doing this and whatever, and, like, even if I didn't have any proof of it, like, it's the only thing you think about until you break up. Like, mm-hmm. Whether it's true or not, like, it's literally the only thing you'll think about.
I know. And, like, if they hang out and they're just a little too close one day, yeah. Or it's, she'll never be able to forget it. And I get a crush is different than being in love. So, like, yeah, there's a lot of gray area there, but it's still, like, for his friends to say that means there's some bit of truth to it.
And even if it could be true, like, that he had a crush on the friend, but, and then, like, just realized it was maybe just only a physical thing, or it was, like, but still the fact that he was attracted to her at all at any point is kind of, like,
yeah, that's shitty. The top comment on this one: a crush is not love. It's an initial reaction of attraction. That's it. No more. I'm married to the love of my life, who know I did not have that initial reaction to. It wasn't until we started talking that I was like, wow, I really like this guy. Then it was love, and now I can't imagine my life without him. He's been my person for 20 years. Breathe. Don't make too much out of this. He chose you. He has zero interest in her after knowing her. He loves you. No, he never loved her. This person's very optimistic.
I just, like, can't believe men ever, so, like, it's really hard for me to, like,
just,
I just know how she feels, so I would probably break up with him.
I know. Well, she's also,
or I would just
so
start a fight
young.
Every single day until he would break up with me, which is what I did with my ex-boyfriend. Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. Why didn't you want to just break up with him?
Well, I did break up with him, like, a bunch of times, but then the next day I would be like, oh no, it's fine, like, we can still be together, because I was, like, bored.
Also, you're so young. Yeah. You're like, you're only 22.
Yeah, I don't want to be in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Which I never realize until I'm out of it one. And then I'm like, why was I doing that? That's
so
boring. And I never write any songs when I'm in a relationship. I'm always so bored. I'll go into sessions and be like, I have nothing.
No emotional, creative juice.
So, yeah. It always needs to end.
Well, and
quickly.
This...
best.
This couple is so young, too. Like, he's only 23, which maybe LA has just kind of fucked me up, but... I feel like guys out here have Peter Pan syndrome.
Yeah.
And, like, never
grow up.
Settle down or grow up. Or, like, even at 35, like, they're still not proposing to their girlfriends of 4 years, 5 years. And it's like...
Well, they're also cheating on them, so...
There's that. Okay, up next. My husband is pushing me to agree to make my sister our surrogate using the traditional way.
Oh, like, so he would fuck the sister?
Mm-hmm.
No.
My husband and I have been struggling with infertility. We tried some options, and right now we're looking into surrogacy. My sister agreed to do it, but my husband said he looked at how much and time IVF would take and slowly started hinting that we should take the traditional way. I was too shocked to even say anything, but he acted like what he said was not even that big of a deal. He explained that it's just a quick way for us to have a baby and spare the money and time to use later. I'm 100% against it. I'm backing down, and I'm no longer comfortable with this whole surrogacy route. I can't even imagine my sister's reaction once she hears my husband's suggestion. am both devastated over the fact that, one, he's even entertaining having sex with my sister just because he wants the easy way. And two, if I ever agree, despite feeling uncomfortable, then I will always carry this memory of how the baby was conceived. I refused.
You'll like resent the child.
Yeah.
Just like fucked up.
I refused and shut his suggestion down hard. He's now started guilting me, saying I don't trust him, then saying,
oh no, I don't trust you to fuck my sister, dude.
In what fucking
so,
world?
So crazy.
Then saying I'm selfish.
Girls are so crazy. Women are just nuts. Please don't fuck my sister. Oh, you're just crazy. Yeah.
Oh my Aren't God. We all? This is gaslighting 101 right here.
Jesus Christ.
Says I'm selfish for choosing to back out when he still wants to be a dad like he expected when he married me. Basically blaming me for the fertility issues.
Women are
not
fucking sperm banks, bitch. Or what? Not sperm banks. Yeah. Places to store your fucking sperm.
Yeah.
Receptacles.
Receptacles, yeah.
Sperm receptacles. Jesus Christ.
I feel so bad because she goes here too. I feel so devastated and like my body is useless and has failed me to the point where I could expect any negative comment on it, whether true or not. Emotionally and mentally, I just can't express how I feel right now. By the way, my sister is 4 years younger than me. I'm 34 years old and my husband is 37.
Just, I mean, reducing a woman's value to her body, regardless of in what way, is just always fucked up. That's like saying like, so if a woman is not fertile, she's not a woman. Like,
she's
what
worthless.
The fuck is that? Or yeah. What about, like, I don't know. That's like so not. And people do think that way.
Yeah.
Like people have like some like guys are really fucked up and think of women as literally like just like incubators for
yeah.
babies.
Yes.
So
that's become so apparent recently.
I feel like she should just fucking divorce him because that's obviously a red flag. That he thinks yeah. that way. Like if he really loved her, he would just be like, you know what, I want to be with you. I saw this thing on TikTok the other day that was like in a marriage or like a long-term partnership, a relationship where you have kids, for the husband the priorities should be in like a heteronormative relationship
yeah.
should be for the husband the priority should be the wife, then the kids, and then his like parents.
Yes.
And then for the woman it should be the kids and then the husband and then her parents.
That's so interesting because that it's different.
The woman needs support because she's gonna be the one like dealing with all this shit with the kids and like mm-hmm. so you have to pick her first.
Yeah.
Like always. And if you can't do that, then you don't deserve to be having kids with her. Like
no.
If you don't want to, like, put her first, then you don't deserve to be fucking her sister. You don't deserve to be, like, even adopting or doing any of the other options. And there's so many other things they could do. They could adopt and they could go through with IVF and doing all that stuff. He just doesn't want to, like, because he wants to fuck her sister. Like, I'm so confused.
That's the bottom line here. This is just an excuse for him.
Yeah, divorce.
To have sex
divorce
with the sister.
Babes.
Divorce, babes. Yeah, that's
divorce, babes.
One word, divorce. Because
yeah, sorry.
Also... I'm not a fucking scientist. I don't know the specifics of IVF, but like, and she is infertile. I'm not sure what that entails for her, but typically you still harvest eggs and then use his sperm to fertilize the eggs.
Yeah.
So if he fucked the sister, it's the sister's baby.
Yeah. Well, one of my friends actually was conceived that way, but I don't think he fucked the sister. I think they like
turkey
took the sister's egg. Yeah. Or like they did and then put it.
Yeah.
But she's technically like her mom is her. Genetically her aunt, which is crazy.
Oh
yeah, because she was like yeah. carried by her, or maybe her mom, her aunt just donated the egg and her mom carried her. I'm not sure, but
okay.
either way she's genetically her aunt's child.
Yeah,
but her mom is her
it's
mom.
It's yeah. so interesting.
But I know that he definitely didn't fuck the sister in that case. I think. I hope not.
No, and
I'll have to ask her about that one.
There's
hey, did
so
your dad fuck your aunt?
Good conversation started for you guys.
Hey, how's it going? Did your dad fuck your aunt? What's
Can
the deal
you imagine?
Here?
Imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're into it, I guess. Like, but she's clearly not.
Yeah. No, that's a big no.
No,
he just doesn't care. It's clearly he doesn't care about her as much as he should. If you're gonna be, it's so rare that in a partnership between a man and a woman that a man does care enough and as much as he really needs to like. Give the support that is needed to be with a woman. So he's definitely not one of the few that has it. He doesn't have what it takes.
No,
he doesn't have it.
The gaslighting at the end is Mm-mm. a big red flag too. I'm very emotionally abusive.
They're all gaslighters. Sorry, I'm like,
so- shit on men.
I'm on my like, yeah, like villain arc of like hating men right now. Like my whole, I was talking to my friend Kelsey earlier. My whole For You page is like just things like just. Not even just like, I hate men. It's like a 3-minute video of a man explaining why.
Women suck.
No, like, not, he's like explaining it from the perspective of like, he now realizes what he's done wrong, but like how men are trained and raised from birth to like not think of women as anything but objects to obtain, and like everything feminine is bad. Like, oh, you're a sissy, you're a pussy, you're this. And like, everything masculine is good, everything feminine is bad. So they literally are trained from birth to like not like you. Even, and then like you're like a trophy to like bring back to their friends. So, like the hotter you are, the more value you have, and they don't look at you as intellectual beings. So just, I see stuff like that like every day. And every day I get closer and closer just being like,
I'm a lesbian though.
I hate all of them so much. God, I literally, yesterday I was like, I think 90% of men ages 18 to like 75, are just like foul. They're just like foul. They like make me want to vomit when I think too hard about them. But there's some nice ones. I know some good ones. I do. I really do. There are some that, that are like woke and they get it. But goddamn, there's so many bad ones. There's so many.
Yeah. I mean,
they're all around. They're all around us. This man is one of them. Please get out. Get out, girl, while you can. Please, while you're still young.
Drop us a pin. We'll come get you. Yeah. No. Please. I feel that. I should introduce you to my friend Drew, because she is just on TikTok. Just,
oh, Drew. Yeah, the one that. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah. I love her. She's great.
Her content is amazing. But some of those guys, it's just like, you think this way. And there's one video I saw recently where, kind of on what you said, where this guy was like, women get put in two categories. The guys either want to fuck them or they're nothing.
Oh my God. I also saw something talking about how, like, they did like this experiment where they brought in an essay, and they said it was actually written by a man, but they said it was written by a woman, and they like had to rate, like the guys would have to rate how good they thought the essay was, and they would provide a photo of the woman that supposedly wrote the essay. And it wasn't that they rated the women that were prettier better, or the women that were less attractive worse. They rated the essays they rated the worst were ones that had no photo at all. So it's like, they couldn't even objectify them at all.
Oh my
so
God.
They rated them like really, really low scores.
What the fuck?
It's like, they can't even decide whether they think this person is uglier or this woman is uglier or not, if they want to fuck them or not. And then it went on to like say statistics about how they think that people, like a lot of men think that the more attractive you are as a woman, the less like good you'll be at your job. Like,
yeah,
you won't be able to get work done, and you'll just be bad at it. And then and then if you're ugly, they like kind of think the same thing. Like, they're just like, oh well, she's like whatever, and they just like write you off as like the ugly girl.
Yeah.
And like, why? So why
fucked.
Do you it's so,
it's
gosh.
So fucked. I have a friend.
I'm so angry. I'm such an angry, horrible, insufferable woman. God.
People are going to be in the comments. Who hurt her?
So everyone.
Who hurt her?
No, it's not even like, I mean, obviously I recently got cheated on. So that's like, I think that's why TikTok
it's
is
fresh.
Showing me all of these things.
Yeah.
But I was the last person in my friend group to have gotten cheated on. Like, I've seen it. This happened to every single one of my friends. And like, I'm on the internet, and I also have lots of guy friends, and I hear the way they talk about women. And so it's just like, there's just things that I just keep seeing things, and I'm trying to think positively, but it's just so, just getting so damn hard. And there are good ones. There are. There really are. I know a few, but just the whole culture, male culture, male culture is nuts.
It's bad. It's so bad. I know. It's just, there's hope.
Is there?
There's hope. I need to like. Oh my God! I'll connect you with. I have a good one. Well, okay. There's hope.
I don't
this know. One is not going to make you feel hopeful, though. I'm traumatizing you
I'm
so
nervous.
Much. I feel fucking terrible.
No, I mean, trust me. Like, I see this stuff. Sorry, I'm like trying to make sure I don't look crazy. I see this stuff every single day.
Yeah.
On TikTok and all, like, it's. I'm not kidding. Like, my entire.
For You page, you're very targeted. You need to go in and reset your cash.
Yeah, it's like, it's gotten really bad. It's like, I go on TikTok and it makes me like depressed.
Yeah, you got to reset your cash, clear all that shit. So this one probably isn't going to help. I'm like, I just don't know how much.
It's literally fun. It's actually really great that I feel this way because I write about it. So yeah. Like, I don't want to be in a place where I'm like in a healthy relationship right now. Like, no. I'm sure I'll meet that person eventually one day. But right now, it's
use
like.
Use it for that Grammy.
Yeah. And like all these people, like I got approached today in Earth Bar. I was getting a smoothie after my workout. And this kid came up to me and was like, thank you so much. You're helping me get through my first breakup. And I was like, oh my God, like, fuck yeah. I just got cheated on. And he was like, me too. And I was like, woo. So it's like, that's what I do it for, you know, like yeah. We all like, we're, even though there's times where I'm not as like hateful towards male culture, it's so useful in my art to like feel this passionately about something. Yeah. And like I said, when I am in a relationship that I think is good and healthy, I'm not writing anything. So it's good for me to feel a little crazy. And I'm 22. Yeah. Like I'm going to wait. Maybe when I'm like 28, I'll start looking for like a nice boy.
I know.
I have a couple saved yeah, to the side, but I won't date them yet.
No, keep them.
They're too nice.
Yeah. Let's see if you think this guy has any coming back. My husband admitted to his friends that he doesn't find me beautiful. Nothing feels the same anymore.
Okay, obviously no. Obviously divorce.
I'm newly married and our honeymoon. I'm
newly married and he already is saying yeah, she's not beautiful?
Yeah.
I thought they were going to be like, we've been married for 87 years.
No. After our honeymoon, my husband had a group video call with his best friends. After I said hello and chatted for a bit with them, I excused myself to go for a walk. I decided I needed to get my raincoat because it looked like it was about to rain, but my husband and his friends thought I was already gone. They started interrogating him about our honeymoon, and they were all teasing and laughing until one of his best friends asked him if my looks were still an issue for him. My husband told her that he loved me and that we had a great honeymoon and that I'm beautiful on the inside. And he said, quote, you can't have it all. She insisted on wondering whether he felt he downgraded from his ex-girlfriend. And he said, maybe, but she makes me happy. Another friend then interjected and said, I wasn't bad looking if I lost some weight. My husband agreed. Nothing feels the same anymore. I always knew I wasn't beautiful, but I thought that he liked how I looked, or at least didn't mind it so much. I know he values my other qualities and that he loves me and is very kind to me, but I don't feel good with him and I haven't been happy since that day 5 weeks ago. I have lost weight under these weeks and he's paid me a lot of compliments about that, but I don't want him commenting anything about my physical appearance anymore. I hate even encouraging him to say things, and yet I feel like I need to be more appealing to him. I feel so much hurt. It's insane.
I feel like when you love someone, even if you're not physically attracted to them in the beginning, if you fall in love with their personality, you start to like actually find them physically attractive, even if they wouldn't be someone that you'd stereotypically like be attracted to.
Yeah.
So like that's weird. And also like if your friends are talking shit about, like, even if for some reason you are super in love with this person and you don't find them physically attractive, you never say that out loud. You never say that to your fucking friends. And if your friends are saying that, you defend them because you love that person. Like, that's just like fucking weird that he's talking to his friends, like saying that about his wife, like new wife too. Like things are only going to go downhill from there.
It's so bad. I like didn't really pick up on that part, but like now that you say it, I'm like, the fact that they are so open and willing to just like talk so much shit about her like this, they have to have been doing it for a long time. Yeah.
They probably did it from the fucking beginning.
Yeah. And he allowed it.
Yeah.
If he would have shut them down at just one time, maybe just even one time at the beginning, if he would have been like, hey, you know, I really like her. Don't talk about her that way. They wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
He's given them permission so many times to fucking do that.
Yeah. Cause they're obviously so comfortable talking about it. She leaves the room for 2 seconds and they're like, so you still think she's fat? Like, are you kidding me? It's fucking disgusting.
Pigs. Pigs. It sounds like there was a girl in on it though,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she said
one
like
of the girlfriends.
Yeah. Which is also like
terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Do you think it's divorce worthy? Think therapy could save him at all? Couples therapy?
I mean, I think everything is divorce.
Don't get married, guys. Run.
I tweeted once, I don't believe in marriage, but I do believe in divorce.
That should be on a t-shirt.
I will put it on one. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I obviously, these are all just, like, random stories. And it's also one side. Like, she could be, like, making it more dramatic or less dramatic. Like, she could be making it seem better than it is because she's embarrassed. Or she could be making it seem way worse than it actually is because she's hurt. So, I don't know. I think it's not the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm. I think maybe he's just an idiot. I definitely don't think she should be losing weight for him. I don't think she should be losing weight for anyone. I think and it's also just like, don't even get me started on like commenting like when someone loses weight, I'm like, you look so good. And it's like, yeah, because she's sick to her stomach because she's not eating because you called her fat and ugly.
Don't comment on people's bodies.
Yeah, like just chill.
Simple. Yeah, I know. I think that's like the thing too. I think this potentially could have caused, and it sounds like it did, lifelong damage. And like she's already losing weight, she said, which she shouldn't have to. She shouldn't at all. She should.
Not in a healthy way. It's probably from like literally not being able to eat, because like I've been there. Like when you like feel so insane over something that you just like you can't eat because you're like nauseous.
Yeah,
it's not healthy.
No, not at all. I would, if they are going to stay together, definitely need to go to couples therapy. But people get mad because I do say divorce a lot. And they're like, you say divorce, you throw it out there so nonchalantly. But your partner just showed you who he is and he doesn't respect you. He might say he loves you, but what if you do gain 20 more pounds? Is he still going to love you? Because he already
is like on the fence.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing about marriage is like, I think people kind of get carried away and are like, oh, we should be married. And they don't really, really know. That's kind of how I feel about even just dating people. Yeah. Like I'll be like in a whirlwind in the beginning and be like, oh my God, I should totally date this person. And then I start to find out slowly over time who they really are. And it's not what I thought and it's not good. And then you're like, oh shit, I'm already in this. And then you feel like because you're in it and you've made this commitment to someone, then you feel like you should stay in it. But that's by no means what you should, like making a commitment to someone, especially like in this day and age, like, if they're doing shady shit, if they're not going to make you happy, you're just wasting your time and wasting your life being with them and trying to make it work, especially as a woman, like, because this happens so often and we let people walk all over us all the time. Like, you just can't be doing that shit. And that's why, like, I mean, I've obviously said divorce to, like, every single one. I think you can make a commitment to someone thinking they're a certain person or thinking they're a certain way, and then you find out later that they're not. I don't think that commitment still has to stand. If the person is a different person than you fucking committed to, then why does your commitment have to stand if they're not gonna be the same? Like that doesn't add up. So
yeah, we're done here, folks. That was great. We're ending. No, that was amazing. That's exactly how I feel. I'm like, yes, I get marriage is a serious commitment, but like you said, if they're not upholding their bargain,
or if they're a liar, or if they are hiding something, have been hiding something from you. Like, he literally is basically hiding the fact that he doesn't find her attractive.
Yeah.
Like, but he probably calls her beautiful and does all the shit. It's like, just if you, like, even if he does think that way, which he shouldn't, because if you love someone, you start to see them as beautiful, even if you, like, wouldn't initially have thought that. Like, it's just, it's all bad, man. It's just.
I know. I feel that too, because
just don't say that. Just don't, like, why are you saying that? Like, I understand having mean thoughts. Like, we all had thoughts about people being like, oh, ew, he's like looking kind of gross right now, or like whatever. But like, I would never say that.
No.
And even if I did say that, like, it wouldn't be like, if I'm like in a relationship with someone and like really committed to them, like, I would never do that. If it's like a random guy I'm talking to, I'd be like, yeah, he looked really weird last night. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'd probably tell it to his face too. So.
Read the room. I do feel that though, because I've been with my boyfriend now for 3.5 years. It's been a minute. But when I first like met him, I had no idea he was like interested in dating me. He kind of like pulled this, like, I'm from Minnesota, you're from Minnesota, just moved to LA from New York, let's be friends. And so the first couple of times we hung out, I was like, oh, he just wants to be friends. No, not the case. He did not want to be friends. But I was so apprehensive about moving forward because his legs were smaller than mine. Like, I'm telling you, it's fucking weird. But I'm like so self-conscious.
You're not one of those girls that likes to have those skinny little cigarette boyfriends?
No. And like, I've always dated hockey players, like being from Minnesota. Yeah. And like, they've got nice asses, like thicker, like they work out, they don't skip leg day. So I was always like, I felt more confident in my body dating guys like that who had bigger legs than me. And so with Justin, that wasn't the case. But I have now, like, I obviously love him. I wouldn't be fucking 3.5 years deep if I didn't. And so the attraction did increase.
Yeah.
And it was, I think in my head, I was like, it was my block that was even like fucking with me to like not.
Yeah. Cause find your insecurities came down after you realized that he was really into you. And then that didn't become a problem. That was,
Yep.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I've dated all types of guys, all different types of what looks, whatever. But I, for me, it's mainly like about personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I'm not going to date a guy that I'm like super, super not attracted to. But like, yeah, it's pretty much all about personality. I like funny guys and like, stuff like that. And I feel like if I really get to know someone, I'm always more attracted to them by their personality. And
absolutely. In LA, I'm the same way.
There's so many hot people. There's hot people literally on every corner. They're just everywhere. Every party I go to, like literally everyone is hot. So why does it even matter anymore? Like it doesn't even matter. Looks literally don't even matter to me because I see male models and people all the time. And I'm like, okay, great. You're hot. What else? And I'll talk to them and I'm like,
any substance?
Is there
here?
Anything going on up there? Nope. Okay, next one. And that's like the, like whatever. It's like hot guys aren't even hot anymore. I wish guys felt the same way of like judging us on
personality,
not just the way that we look.
Intelligence.
I would have had a lot less plastic surgery if that were the case.
We live in such a tough world.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, it sucks. I just saw an interview, and this was like back when interview people were able to be fucking assholes, but it was for an interview with like Katherine Heigl and Seth Rogen after they did their movie together. I think it was Knocked Up.
Yeah.
And this interviewer, it was on TikTok, and this interviewer was like, well, Katherine, like you were just on Maxim's Hot 100 list. And she's like, what? I'm like, what is that? I don't even know what the fuck that is. And then he goes to her and he goes, if you were going to put Seth on the Hot 100 list, would he even make the list? Like, basically being an asshole to Seth Rogen. And Catherine was like, obviously, he'd be number three. Seth is fucking hilarious. Seth is great. And just kind of like snap back at him. And I'm like, yes, like it's not about looks.
Yeah. I think women care way less about looks than guys do.
And guys don't like, realize that.
Yeah.
They don't.
And because they are almost like dressing up for each other, like they like want to like look like a certain way for each other, and they don't realize like we don't really give a fuck. We care, like I want you to be clean and I want you to be nice,
yep,
and I want you to wash your ass and not have dirty nails because those are going somewhere. Can't have dirt on those. The bar is on the floor. On the floor.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and like I'd prefer that they're not super bald, but also like that's not even always a deal breaker for me. My ex-boyfriend was balding.
You got an eclectic taste. I like it. But that's how I love that. I think if you're close-minded and like you're just not going to find the right person or a person that could be your person.
I'm like dating someone based on looks is so fucked if you think about it because they're not going to look like that forever. So that's just like, you're giving yourselves an expiration. Like if your personalities don't get along, like looks are just a bonus thing at the end of the day. If your personalities aren't like, if you don't feel like this person is like your soulmate and like you guys get along really fucking well.
Yeah.
Don't fucking marry them. Don't be together.
No.
Like just go fuck some or something. Go fuck a couple times and then go move on with your life.
That's why I could never, like if I were to ever become single again, like gym bros are automatically out because I have this theory that gym bros like, they only work out because of
other guys. Yeah.
Like that's why they're so obsessed. Like they're doing it to impress
and
other guys.
And then those are the kind of guys that are going to use women as trophies to bring back to their friends. Be like, look, I fucked this hot chick. She's looking dope.
Sure are.
Yeah.
Okay. Couple more for you. Am I the asshole for holding my wedding at the same venue as my first husband's funeral?
That's so me. That's so some shit I would do.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get the context. Last summer, my first husband passed away after being in a car accident a month before. The doctors expected him to pull through, yet be paralyzed from the waist down. But he already had health problems and the trauma from the accident ultimately prevailed. I and his parents organized a funeral at a spacious old Catholic cathedral. I kept thinking to myself the whole time, this place is too beautiful for a funeral. For some reason, it felt wrong having such a sad occasion there. I even remember wishing that I had married my first husband there instead of the outdoor wedding we had. Fast forward to early 2022. I reunited with an ex-boyfriend of mine from years before. We started dating again. And
it's always the ex. It's always the one they told you not to worry about.
They come back. And before we knew it, we were engaged. I've been criticized a lot for how fast I moved on, but I guess everyone heals differently. We started planning for the wedding in March. The wedding hasn't happened yet. It will be in May. And we decided that we'd have it at the same cathedral where my first husband's funeral was held. I'm still in contact with my first husband's parents, and they were happy for me when I told them I was dating and when I got engaged. In a phone call, my first husband's mother asked about the wedding, so I said that they could come if they wanted to. She seemed a bit taken aback at first, so I totally thought I screwed up, but she then said she'd love to. Then I told her that it would be held at the same cathedral as my first husband's funeral, and she went off on me. I don't know how to explain what happened other than to just write the conversation down. Me. We will be marrying at the blank cathedral. Silence. Her. I just can't believe it. Believe what? Silence. I'm sorry. This is just appalling to me. Me. I want to have our wedding there in honor of first husband. I would have married him there if I knew about the place. Silence. Her. You're moving on too quickly. You need to slow down. Think of how first husband would feel. You can't replace him. I'm not replacing him. I'm trying to keep his memory alive. I found love again, but I will never forget him. You've moved on. You've moved on. Blank first husband's name hasn't moved on. He will never move on.
And I'm 'cause he's dead.
And I'm sure if he were alive, he'd want to. Me, I'm sorry. She hangs up the phone. I haven't spoken to her or her husband since. I'm still planning on having me and my fiance's wedding there, but it just puts a bad taste in my mouth knowing that my first husband's parents are against it. But after all, they aren't involved in the wedding anyways, so I don't see why they should have a say. I wish they'd at least support me because I've been to hell and back, but this isn't that now. I'm in a better place and they don't like to see me happy. But I also kind of feel selfish since they aren't. Am I the asshole?
Definitely the asshole.
Yeah.
There's a million places you could have your wedding. And like, I understand her like thought process of like, I'm honoring, but I think in, if that's the way that you're thinking right now, then you're still in one of the fucking five stages of grief. You might still be in denial, babe.
Yeah.
Cause that's not the way to honor him. There's so many places to get married. Like, find a place that looks, that has a similar vibe, that's somewhere, like, you could literally get married anywhere and you're choosing, like, that's like super fucking weird. Unless, and also, like, it doesn't seem like she had any, like, beef with her first husband. It seemed like they were very in love and he just unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he, like, was fucking some other bitch and, like, she's, like, being petty, which also would be still fucked because he's dead. But, like, this is, that's really crazy. That's like, that's telling me that she's not ready to be married to someone else. And there's something's off.
She's fucking unhinged.
Yeah.
She is actually unhinged. Denial. I mean, you could throw.
She's delusional.
Delusional.
She's
completely.
Delusional.
Yeah. Completely.
That's my favorite word right now.
And like, I think the line too, where she's like, I wish they'd at least support me and they don't like to see me happy. No, I don't. She said
they
yes.
Don't like to see me happy. Like,
she literally said
she would come to your wedding, just not at the place. I'm sorry. Does she want to go see her son's, her dead son's ex-wife get married to someone else at the place where she had to go to her dead son's funeral? You think that's maybe going to bring back some sad memories of her crying while her dead son gets buried in the fucking ground? Maybe. I don't know. That's just a
just
thought.
A thought.
I probably wouldn't want to go to the place where I buried my son to see his wife marry someone else, but or at all. I'd probably never want to go to that place.
No, even her, like, I'm just like, I'm so shocked because even her, like, as you're standing there holding your partner's hands, looking at them, you're literally standing in the same place that casket was. That's the same fucking spot. There's only so many spots that are at the front of the church.
Yeah.
I'm sure the casket was right there.
Yeah, that's like some freaky shit. What do the comments say?
Top comment, you're the asshole. Last summer, so it hasn't even been a year.
First of all, you shouldn't even be marrying someone.
No.
You should know them for like 5 years before you even marry them. Well, I guess it's her ex, but regardless, still, like, that's... It hasn't been a year since the guy died? And,
no.
And she's already marrying a new person?
Yeah, so wedding's in May. So this was posted about a month ago. We're now June. So the wedding has for sure happened. So she posted this probably end of April. And I like, summer can mean so many things. Like August is summer. So say it was August, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. 10 months, nine-ish, 10 months.
Since he died?
Since he died. And it's like, there's no chance. Yeah. Like, how long did she wait to start dating this guy?
And also, like, they say that, and even not just for death, but for breakup, for any kind of like moving on from a relationship, you have to take like half the time that you were together to like fully like get over the person. I'm sure if they were married, they were probably together for a long time. And he died, which is way harder to go through than a breakup.
Yeah.
So she's definitely still in the stages of grief and dealing with that. So this is just... this is absurd. How is the guy not like, are you sure? Are you sure you want to do this, girl? Like, why was he proposing? Like, what?
I know. I just want to know how this all went down.
He was probably
down.
So happy that husband. He was probably, because he's an ex, he was probably sitting waiting
in the wings.
Fucking men.
Maybe he caused the accident. That's where my mind goes. I'm like, this is a movie. Did he cause the accident? Did he cut the brakes?
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah. Well, and with that too, like, they say you shouldn't make any changes, like even so simple as like moving out of the place or like getting rid of things for 6 months after a loss.
Yeah.
Like that's the bare minimum. So their comment continues, hasn't even been a year since he passed and you're already remarrying. So about 3 months later, you date again. And about 3 months, you're remarrying. And you know what the most cringy thing is? That you were thinking of marrying someone at that venue on the day of your late husband's funeral, when you should have been thinking about how the love of your life just died. Trashy and selfish behavior.
Agree.
Ooh. Someone else goes, it's actually really common for those who are widowed to remarry quickly due to their vulnerability and desire to escape the grief and pain.
Yeah, that's definitely what's happening.
Yeah.
She's like, she's running away from some shit. So I think she just needs to like self-reflect and be like, because then she's going to end up in a relationship with this guy and then she's going to finally... I mean, who knows? Maybe that would stop her from ever getting fully, entirely over and getting better.
Processing. Yeah, processing everything. For sure.
Damn. That's
crazy. That's so fucked up. Okay, let's lighten the mood on the last one.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for tricking my in-laws into trying my food? This isn't necessarily my proudest moment, but I am tired of being the outcast. My 32 female husband, Pete, 34 male, comes from a family where the women are all bakers. I'm a baker myself, and I used to sell out of my house under the state's cottage laws, but stopped because I like it just as a hobby. His sister-in-law, Kay, 39, is the one who is known for her cupcakes and cake pops. When I first met everyone years ago, it was the first thing I learned. Everyone talked about everything she made. Even when Pete mentioned how good my stuff was, everyone would say that Kay sells hers and they're popular, so they must be better. Whenever I bring treats, they are often left untouched because, quote, they are not Kay's. Yes, I have been told that. They ask me to bring something every get-together and then never touch it. To be clear, Kay is mainly a baker, whereas I bake and specialize in professionally decorated cakes. Kay says that overly decorated cakes are compensating for their bad taste.
She's obviously never seen Is It Cake. Anyway, continue.
Oh, yeah, that's
the best show ever.
Fucking Birkin bag. And Pete's family agrees with her. We had a barbecue Monday for Memorial Day, and everyone made their treats. Kay decided to bring cake pops. She posted them on her Instagram the night before. So I know this is immature, but I made the exact same ones she did. Same flavor and design. We got there and everyone asked where my treats were. I said they're in the car and I'll get them in a minute. So I waited for everyone to be outside. Then I brought mine in and put them next to Kay's. After we eat, I noticed the family eating my cake pops and not Kay's. She didn't notice at first and then asked if they weren't feeling cake pops. They said they just ate them and they were the best she's ever made and asked what she did different. Mother-in-law even said they looked so much better in person than the picture. Kay was confused and said hers were still on the table. That's when I said, quote, oh, I brought those. Glad you enjoyed them. Her husband said he hadn't had one yet. Lies, he ate two. And everyone else just said, quote, yeah, they were okay. Kay didn't say anything the rest of the night. Pete, my husband, thought it was funny. He didn't know what I did until the reveal, but his brother, Kay's husband, said yesterday that what I did was mean and I'm just mad that Kay is a better baker. But Pete said it's ridiculous.
So it's not even his sister. It's his sister-in-law. It's her husband's brother's wife.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is just some petty shit.
But Pete said it's ridiculous. The family, including Kay, puts down my baking when they won't even try at all because I'm not Kay. So am I the asshole?
No, I think she's fire for that.
I love this.
Fuck the family, dude.
I love families
that are like mean to, like, especially to, like, again, I'm always going to be here defending women, like, fucking, any, like, if in-laws are already, that's already so hard to deal with, like, and comparing her to, like, the brother's wife, like, maybe they were married first and then they all were like, oh my God, we love her. And then they, no one will ever compare. It's like, that's just so... It's petty so and annoying and gross and like just makes you feel so weird about your own relationship. Like, I just think that that's stuff like that is just so pointless to me. Like, why?
I don't get it.
So, like, just eat the fucking cake pop and enjoy it. And they're both good. Wow. Was that really hard? It's a tie. They're both really good. Thank you guys. You're both awesome. How hard was that? That was so hard.
Well, the fact they all went back on it too. They're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, they were all right. When they had just said, okay, they were the best you've ever made. It's like, what do you have against OP? Has OP just been like super shitty and that's why she's on the outskirts of like this family? Or are they truly just psychotic?
I think they are probably just fucking weird. There has to be some weird dynamic of like maybe like Kay's super insecure and like the brother was like, you guys need to love her baking. Like, you need to really hype her up. And like,
yeah.
Maybe there's like some weird thing going on there like with that.
I can see it. Or the parents are like, narcissist, and like typically when there's a narcissistic family, there's like a golden child and then the scapegoat. So maybe like
the other one's the golden child.
Yeah, the golden child. So like they love Kay because it's the golden child's wife and they just dote on her.
Yeah, that would make sense too.
Yeah. Shitty.
By the way, not the asshole.
No.
Not the asshole girl.
There are some edits. We aren't the only two who bring desserts, just the ones who tend to bake cake more than others. Everyone else's desserts get eaten to some degree, except mine. If it's not clear, everyone includes Kay. She has often tried to teach me techniques that I either already know or were completely wrong. So she wasn't like an innocent that got caught in the line of fire or something. Yeah, this family sucks. I think that's like the biggest thing too, where... meet your in-laws as early as you fucking can.
Yeah, because that's your family now and you're stuck with them.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny. I saw this truck when I was actually driving here. I saw this truck and it was like something like it was some business and it said like family owned, American operated or some shit like that. Yeah. And I was like, just because a business is family owned doesn't mean it's good. Like your family could fucking suck ass. Like how do I know your family's cool? Your family probably sucks.
Like, I was just the like, first one.
I don't know why that's what I thought when I saw a truck that said family owned. I was like, yeah, well, your family probably sucks, so fuck you. Like, I must have been really angry about something. I was like, yeah, but
you
anyway.
Had the opposite reaction of what they were like trying to go for on that ad.
I was like, why is that like something that people brag about all the time? Like, yeah, it's cool if it's like a little mom and pop store, but if it's like a big giant corporation and it's family owned, like family probably sucks.
Could have been good, but like down the line, they just inherited success.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, top comment on this one, 28,000 upvotes, not the asshole. And Pete's family is full of assholes. Someone else goes, and liars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and next one, right? Why did they go to such effort to make OP always feel like an outsider and inferior? They even tell her why won't taste her cakes because she is not Kay. Which, that's weird. Why ask someone to bring desserts if you're not even going to try shit?
Yeah, that's so weird. Like, where are your desserts? We're not going to eat them, but ugh.
I can't even imagine. Thank you so much
for
coming
married
on today.
Anyway.
No, I know. Or if you do, just good prenup. Good prenups.
Oh, I definitely believe in prenups.
Good prenups. Mm-hmm. I love prenups. I used to be so against them, but now I'm like...
Prenups are dope. Prenups. And you don't have to deal as much with the divorce.
Yeah, it's already outlined.
Because like, I know I'm going to get divorced. If I get married, I'm going to get divorced. I know me. I know I'm just like my mom when it comes to dating. I always ask her how many guys she thinks she's dated. And she's like, honey, I couldn't even give you a ballpark number. Like, I have literally no idea. Like,
I did
hundreds, maybe thousands. Like, it's going to be me, mom.
Your mom needs her own podcast talking about it.
But she refuses to talk about anything. She's like, I won't talk about that. I'm like, okay, whatever. But no, I'm definitely going to be a divorcee. I want to be a young divorcee, like maybe like 30.
That's the thing. So maybe, I know you're 22, maybe you honestly shouldn't wait until you're 28, because I see so many people that are like, I wish I would have been divorced by 26 already, because yeah. then you're like, you're ready for the next one and you like have this experience.
Young divorcee also is yeah. fire. And if we get a prenup, so that's easy, just quick split, look yeah. on to the next one.
Yeah,
as a quick husband.
I'm already too late. God damn it, Justin. Oh, where can people find you?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
In my house. I'm just kidding. Don't come to my house. I got robbed a week ago.
What?
Yeah. I'm just starting to get my jewelry back. I'm like buying stuff and Swarovski like sent me stuff. Anyway, no, it's fine. I'm totally chill. They broke my glass and broke into my house, but I got a new security system, so everything's fine.
Fuckers.
So don't go to my house. You can find me on Instagram.
Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Olivia O'Brien. Twitter at Olivia G. O'Brien. My Twitter is... it's very interesting.
Your TikToks are fire.
Thank you. That's also Olivia G. O'Brien, I believe.
Okay. TikTok, so Spotify too. Go Spotify, stream shit.
Just Olivia O'Brien. O-B-R-I-E-N. A lot of people spell it with an A, but I spell it with an E.
Really interesting. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Until next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.